Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 10:07, almost 10:08 on KMOX. We're at 11:20 a.m. You can listen on 98.7 FM. That's our new translator, whatever you call it. Translator, Mike? Okay, thank you. And then you can always listen online at odyssey.com/KMOX. Man, this show is flying by. I have so much in front of me that we haven't gotten to get to yet. But I did want to share with you guys. By the way, I'm Rachel Zimmerman. I'm on the Dave Glover Show every day on KMOX from 2 to 6 p.m. Check us out if you've, for some reason, you're listening to me and you don't usually listen to Dave Glover. There's probably not that many people, but we'd love to have you in the afternoons. So earlier today, I was preparing to do this show. We did the DGS, and I've been here since about 11 o'clock this morning. So I brought in like a little freshening up kit, you know, some deodorant, some mouthwash, stuff for my hair, and I brought in what I thought was fragrance in an aerosol can that I got in like an advent calendar at Christmas. It was a beauty calendar, and it just said it's fragrance. So I thought, great. So all day I've been spraying it on my wrists and on my chest, and I'm feeling like I smell amazing. And then Andrew and I were sitting in my office right before we were about to go on the air, and I give myself another good spray, and I think to myself, you know, it doesn't smell as good as I thought it should smell. And I looked at the can and it said hairspray. So I've been spraying hairspray all over my body all day long for some reason, thinking that it was perfume. So that's just a little taste of who I am in general. I think that's a good sampling. So that's what you're dealing with on At Your Service, KMOX. Very happy to be here. Very happy to see my friend Orlandez from Vintage Vinyl.
Hey, hey.
Hey, what's up? Oh, you got a good voice.
Thanks for the hairspray, by the way.
So you're on the air. You're on the radio all the time.
Yes. I'm on KDHX on Friday nights. I have a show called Night Grooves from 7 to 9 p.m.
You can tell by
Shameless
that voice.
Plug.
He's sounding
yeah.
great.
Oh, yeah.
So,
thank you.
So
I wish I could wake up sounding like this.
So we've been friends for a long time. And sometimes people ask me like, oh, how do you know your friend Orlandez? I'm like, I don't know. We just started hanging out. We both love music. We both love going to concerts.
And just the St. Louis music scene in general, I feel like is very, the circle is wide but small
yeah.
at the same time. So it's like you're bound to basically meet someone
mm-hmm.
like another friend or a mutual friend or something like that. So
how long? So you work at Vintage Vinyl, just absolutely an institution in St. Louis. How long have you been there now?
I've been there now for 12 years.
Wow.
I know.
And
such
you're 30, just to give people a taste. Like, so your entire adult life, you've been at Vintage.
Yes. All of my 20s, my glory years spent at Vintage Vinyl. And some of the best years of my life thus far.
And vinyl is a huge part of your life.
Absolutely. I started collecting records when I was 8. My dad started getting me into it. He's the first person to take me to Vintage Vinyl when I was about 8 years old. And after that, it just basically spawned from me getting any form of money, allowance, cutting lawnmower, you know, mowing the lawn, all that kind of stuff, and just being like, records, records, records.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up working there, and my apartment is just flooded with them now.
And I wonder how many people about our age have that same story. Like, my dad took me to Vintage for the first time. That was my first time down in the Loop. And I'm from Grafton, Illinois. It's a town of 600 people. So being in St. Louis was mind-blowing. And then my dad took me in a vintage vinyl. It was on New Year's Eve, I feel like, when I was maybe 12 or 13, and my mind was blown. And wow. I thought, this is the coolest place on earth.
And when you're little, I mean, like, that place, I'm there so much now that it's basically like a second home for me. It's a part of me. But when I was little, that place just seemed huge to me. It was like an amusement park, you know, and just like seeing all these different records and CDs, and you know, I was a big Michael Jackson person, so just like, I've never seen this copy of Thriller or Bad or something like that on vinyl, you know what I mean? So it was just a huge thing for me as a kid, and it spawned into you know, a career as an adult.
So how many records do you think that you own?
Well, actually, over quarantine, during COVID, that was my project, was cataloging all of my records, and it came out to about 4,500 or so.
Wow.
Yeah. Just throwing that number out, that's all.
Or so, you know, give or take.
Isn't it really weird? Obviously, your kids will not have this problem, but so many people in our generation grew up exposed to our parents' record collections and even like cassette collections and things like that. Mm-hmm. And with music trending digitally, it's so weird that like, people in our generation's children may not have that same kind of experience of like growing up hanging out.
Yeah, I found my dad's old Spotify playlist.
Right. Exactly.
You never know,
exactly.
Honestly.
I found my Apple Music account.
But you know, you make a really good point though. Like some things are really, you know, in cycles as far as that goes, because, you know, my parents always used to say, like, we never would have thought that these things would have made a comeback 20 something years later, you know, and it's just crazy because now I'm seeing kids that are that were my age or like in their teens, you know, and they're just buying these albums and like new stuff. Like we were talking about a couple of new artists before the break earlier, and they're still making new records and everything. And it's great that they're actually appealing to that audience, and they're not just making it like your Carole King Tapestry or Eagles Greatest Hits or anything like that. And they still make those things as well. But it's great that they're actually appealing to a newer audience. So I think
tapestry.
That's great. No, me too. Tell it to like my two or three copies of it at home.
So do you love it when people come in and they go, yeah, I want to get into vinyl, but I don't know what I want today. Can you help me out?
There is nothing more gratifying than that. Yeah, it's just it could be overwhelming at the same time, but it's just so gratifying because it's just I see a lot of myself in those same people, you know, when they come in, those same kids. And you can tell that that passion is there and they really, you know, they're serious about this and they really want to get into it. So to sell someone their first copy of whatever it is, it's always such a great feeling, because I remember that when I was a kid, I remember buying my first copy of the Who's Next or Led Zeppelin 4 or something like that. So it's like it's almost like reliving my life.
So if we put a shelf up in here and we said, go into the vintage stock and you put your staff picks, what's the top three?
Oh, man. Just like of all time, I guess?
Sure.
Well, like I said, I'm a Michael Jackson person, so Thriller's definitely up there. Prince, Purple Rain. It's always tough on that last one. Probably Zeppelin. I would say like Led Zeppelin. Yeah, Led Zeppelin 4. That was like my first rock album that I heard that blew my mind.
And what's your favorite record that you own?
Oh man, that's another toughie. I'd say maybe I actually have a copy of Frank Ocean's Blonde on vinyl.
I love and that's, that album.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like it's a legit copy of it. Like he only released it for 24 hours on Black Friday in 2016. And yeah, the prices for that just skyrocket online right now. I, of course, would never sell my copy.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, but that's probably one of my most like treasured possessions that I own on vinyl.
I love that. That's a good investment. A lot of people are pouring their money into Bitcoin and we're the idiots buying Dogecoin over here. It all means nothing, but you have something physical you can hold in your hand that's going to be worth more in 20, 30 years.
Like
so.
We were talking about, you know, kids later. If I have some kids, that might be a good college fund. So yeah. I don't know. They might have to pry it from my dead hands. But
so vintage really is an institution in St. Louis. What are your other like favorite places in the city? If you had a friend coming in from out of town and you had to show him around, where would you take him?
Well, of course, the Arch. That's just like a given, you know, the Gateway Arch. Art Museum.
We're,
you know,
so lucky to have our art museum.
We really are. That was one of the first places I went to once I started feeling comfortable with everything pretty recently, like a couple of months ago, like, you know, with vaccinations, you know, taking place and everything. I just went back to the art museum because it's just such zen there. It's just so tranquil. And even though I've seen some of those pieces so many times, it's just like just so beautiful. factually witness.
So you mentioned the pandemic, which it just keeps bleeding into every segment, but it's obviously
how can you avoid it?
Pretty big thing that happened. How did that affect you guys at the shop?
Well, we closed back in March of 2020, and we were closed until June 1st is when we opened. So we have been open for a whole year now, mm-hmm. pretty much starting next week. It didn't really hurt us too much. You know, luckily we had we kind of adapted to it. We had our website and everything, so mm-hmm. we were appealing to kind of online sales and things like that. But like with everyone else, it was a real scary time. We didn't really know what we were facing and, you know, what the future of everything held. But luckily, we have a really great clientele base. And over that whole 2.5 month period, we really were able to, you know, kind of make things afloat. And then when we reopened our doors, it was even more better. You know, like people were still safe. And luckily, we had no cases on staff or anything. So everyone was just super prepared. We were cleaning everything. And yeah, it actually kind of went by, you know, really smooth for us. We're really fortunate for that.
So kind of my excuse to get you in the studio tonight was National Record Store Day. Did that get canceled last year or was it online only? What went on with that?
So what happened with it is a lot like what's going to happen this year with it. They split it up into, they called it RSD Drops. So it basically, last year it was three Saturdays. It was like the third Saturday in June, July, and I believe in August. And normally how Record Store Day works is it's just one day. It's usually the third Saturday in April. Exclusive releases come out that day. It's essentially a celebration for record stores. So we have live music, DJs, free beer. We had free wine back in 2019. It's just a really just fun day for stores. Of course, with 2020 being the way it was, we couldn't do all of that. So it ended up just being three essential Saturdays where the releases, as opposed to being released in one day, were released throughout 3 days. And the way we did it were we opened a couple of hours earlier, kind of let a selected amount of people in. People, you know, waited in line like they usually do to get in, mm-hmm. because no pandemic is going to stop anyone from getting their music. I know it didn't stop me. But, you know, we let a select amount of people in it at a certain point, let them kind of go through the exclusives. They checked out, and then we'd let another selected amount of people in. And again, we didn't really know how that was going to play out, but it went really smoothly.
And things are pretty much back to normal this year as far as letting people into the store?
Yes. So we will be repeating again like we did last year. There won't be any live music, unfortunately. No live DJs. Really keeping our fingers crossed for 2020. But yeah, we're going to have a select amount of people that we let in. We are going to open an hour prior this year, so at 9 o'clock. And it's also going to be two dates this year. It's going to be June 12th, which is a Saturday, and then July 17th, which is also a Saturday.
Awesome. Orlandez, yeah. Can you hang out for another segment with us?
Please. I'm like thrilled to be here.
Okay,
thank you.
Awesome. No, we're thrilled to have you. You're listening to At Your Service on KMOX. When we come back, we're going to still be hanging out with Orlandez, and Andrew's going to have some headlines of the day for you. You're listening to KMOX 1120 and 98.7 FM.
Nearly a century of informing, entertaining, and serving St. Louis. KMOX.
I had to fit some Wilco in if I'm going to host the show. I mean, come on. You're listening to At Your Service on KMOX. Listen to us on 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, or at odyssey.com/KMOX. If you missed any part of the show tonight and you would like to go back and listen, you can use the radio rewind feature at odyssey.com/KMOX. Hanging out with my friend Orlandez. He works at Vintage Vinyl. He's kind of Mr. St. Louis. Everybody knows Orlandez. He's friends with everybody. We just talked about National Record Store Day. I had one more question for you just about vinyl in general before we move on to Andrew's headlines. And that is, since you have 4,500 records, since it has been your life, what about vinyl is special? Because I feel like it's very trendy and people like to hop on that trend, but maybe we're not understanding the craft behind it, the art behind it. What does it mean to you?
Well, I've always kind of felt... it's more of a personalized thing. So you asking what it means to me, of course, I can elaborate. But for me, it's just always kind of taken me back to when I first heard records. And it's just, you can watch it, you can hear it. It's just so many different senses that are involved with it that are so great, as opposed to digital platforms or anything on your phone where you just press a button and you just go, okay, that's it. You know, with a record, you can actually, like I said, you can watch it play, and the covers as well. That's another thing. The covers have always kind of felt like were literature in their own right, you know, especially like gatefold albums where you can open them up and you can read liner notes. I was always a geek for that kind of thing. The art as well. I used to have the record covers all over my wall as a kid, you know, at my old room. But for me, it's just more, I don't know. It's just, like I said, it's more of a physical and also a mental thing at the same time. It's just a lot of different things that are elaborative with it.
Full experience.
Yes, very much. It's also almost like a concert, you know. It's just, again, something you can see and you can hear. And
I like that. It's mindful. We have so many things where you can just instant gratification, press play, and this is, you got to dedicate yourself if you want to listen to a record.
I mean, just before I got here, about like an hour or so ago, I was sitting in my music room and just going through my shelves, and I was just like, what do I want to hear right now? And just pulled out a Santana record, took it out of its cover, took it out the sleeve, plopped it on the record, put the needle down, sat in my late dad's recliner, and just soaked it all in. You know?
Are you real nitpicky about keeping them clean? My dad always, and still is, he's like, now you only touch the edges, and we use this special cloth and all this.
Yes. I will admit, as a kid, of course, you know, I was a little rambunctious, and I didn't know how to take care of stuff, and now I'm just like rebuying some of those classic records again, because like, you 11-year-old knucklehead, you didn't know how to take care of Rush. What's wrong with you? But yeah, like as I've gotten older, of course, vinyl upkeep is very, very important. So I'm, you know, I'm all about storing them in their sleeves. Everything is alphabetized as well in my collection. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, that also was tedious, but it was worth it. But yeah.
Very cool.
You were listening to Smooth, weren't you?
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Admit it.
No question.
He's got to get in the right zone.
Got to get that Rob Thomas in.
Got to get that daily listen of Smooth.
I have to prepare for the show in a supernatural way.
Yeah. To be fair, we asked all of our guests to do that before At Your Service tonight.
Yeah. So. I think you were the only one that did, so thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for doing the homework.
If only Maria was still here. Maria.
I was singing that to her earlier.
Okay. So we're good now.
So Andrew has a story for us about BTS, his favorite K-pop group.
Yes, I am.
Lay it on us, Andrew.
Unironically, a massive fan of
BTS. So explain what K-pop is to the KMOX audience.
K-pop stands for Korean pop, and it is BTS in particular is a group of seven wonderful boys from the from the country of Korea, and they make very, very good pop music. They're very talented. They're just guys,
likable.
They're just
like
so wholesome.
Dynamite.
They're just so wholesome, and they're so sweet. And it's just, as you get to learn about them, I learned about them through my wife, who's a huge fan. And then you get to learn more about them, and it just makes you feel good inside to know about them, you know. And today is the debut here in the U.S. of the BTS meal collaboration with McDonald's. You may remember they did the Travis Scott meal back in, I think, September or August. Yeah. And then the J Balvin meal, which was a little less impressive. That was maybe October or November. And now they're back with the BTS meal. It is a 10-piece nugget, French fries, and a Coke. Nothing really exciting or special about that. However, the dipping sauces that is included with the nuggets are the sweet chili and Cajun. Nothing particularly Korean about the Cajun sauce. The sweet chili is made of gochujang, which is a very famous Korean spice. But both of these flavors are only available in Korea. They are like the staple sauces of McDonald's that you would visit
in
Korea.
That's a neat trivia fact.
So they wanted to do something that was like McDonald's, but also authentically Korean, and that's what they came up with.
That's really cool. And I'm sure there are people out there listening thinking, okay, it's a chicken McNuggets meal, though. Who cares? You wouldn't think that it works, but it works. They got me with that Travis Scott meal. I went and I got that. I never go to McDonald's, but I really wanted that Travis Scott meal.
I forgot about that. I remembered that.
I got in an argument with my wife because much like the BTS collab where there's merch, right? There's McDonald's BTS collab merch. There was McDonald's Travis Scott collab merch, and I wanted so badly to buy this shirt. And that was like $180. And my wife was like, come on. Don't buy the $180 McDonald's shirt, please. Can you just.
So Andrew and I were on the Dave Glover show together for about 5 years. And probably one of my top five moments of the show was, I don't know how it came about, but we were able to cajole Andrew into singing BTS karaoke. And I'm not kidding. I couldn't stop dancing. I couldn't stop smiling. It was just one of my favorite moments ever on the air, and I will never forget it. It's just great. I might have to try to dig that up and play it coming into the next segment. Orlando, thank you so much for coming down today. It's so great to see you.
Thank all you guys for having me. And of course, Rachel, you know, again, just like years of friendship all based off of music. It's it's really a fortune, and it's great. I'm very grateful for it.
That's so sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with At Your Service on KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Get the inside story on what's happening with your St. Louis Cardinals this season directly from the Redbirds manager. It's the Mike Schilt Show, Sunday mornings at 10:15, sponsored by Bath Fitter on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
It's 10:35 on KMOX, 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, odyssey.com/KMOX. I know I just said goodbye to Orlandez, but he's staying. I changed my mind. I'm allowed to do that. I'm
taking over your show.
My pal gets to stay. I get to talk to all my friends tonight. Carl Middleman is on the phone. So Carl is definitely a Renaissance man. He's always running around doing something, working for the Blues, doing a million things in radio. But what I know him best as is a movie critic. So Carl's here to talk to us about theaters opening back up again, the movie industry coming alive again. Carl, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Rachel, I'm glad to hear you on the air hosting your own show tonight on KMOX. That's great.
Thank you so much. So as I understand, you went to go see A Quiet Place 2 the other night. Was that your first theater experience in a while? And if not, what was your first movie back after the pandemic?
Well, technically, it was my first one inside of a theater, but I did go and see Tenet at the Skyview Drive-In last summer.
Okay.
And so I'm debating, does that count as me going to see a movie? Because I did go out and I would have gone to a drive-in last year anyway.
Right.
And so I'm on the fence on whether that counts or not, but I'm going to say it does.
Yeah, but to me, just knowing how much you love films and knowing how much you love to go see them, like you sitting in the chair is, I think, your first like real one back. So what was that feeling like when you got to go see a movie in a theater again?
Well, that was the funny thing. The next movie I was supposed to see, I saw The Hunt last year. That was the last one I saw in the theater, and I saw that at the Galleria. The next movie I was supposed to see, if there wasn't a Blues game, which I don't think there was going to be A Quiet Place Part 2.
Oh, wow.
And so that was the first one that they canceled on us. And then they moved it to November, and then they moved it to now. And so technically, it was just a big pause. The next movie I was supposed to go see in a theater was Quiet Place Part 2. And the next movie I did see was Quiet Place Part 2. So it seemed, and it was a ghost town.
So it seems like we kind of went through a dry spell during COVID. We kind of ran out of movies quickly, and then production halted on a lot of things. But I know things are getting back into the swing. We can look forward to these new releases coming out. What are you most excited to see this year?
Well, I've already changed what my favorite movie of the year is so far. But what's coming up, telling people to see next, would be Black Widow. And, you know, we were used to getting two or three Marvel movies a year, and now we are going to get three this year after waiting an entire year. But you could say that WandaVision and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier kept everybody's appetites whetted sufficiently.
Very nice. You know what I'm really excited to see? I think it doesn't come out till 2022, but it's Dune with Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya. Yeah. That looks so good.
And Zendaya is great. She's I like the projects that she's picking for herself.
Yeah,
my daughter saw, she sang for the Girl Scouts here in St. Louis. And so my daughter saw her many, many years ago, like when she was on that Shake It Up show.
Oh, that's cool.
But what I'm telling people to see right now is a movie that would have been out in theaters and it would have been called Connected. But luckily, Netflix bought it and Netflix changed the name. And you can watch it in theaters or at home right now. My favorite movie of the year so far is The Mitchells versus the Machines. And it's cartoon, and it is about a girl, and maybe this is because I have a rising senior, but this girl is going away to college and has one final road trip, and then the robot apocalypse occurs while they're traveling from the Midwest to the West Coast. So,
what's the title again? I'm going to have to watch that.
The Mitchells versus the Machines. It's on Netflix right now. It's animation.
So
it
good.
Is fantastic. It's my favorite movie of the year so far.
So, Carl, I don't want to, you know, take the wind out of your sails in case you have a bigger review coming up later in the week. But can you give people a little taste of A Quiet Place 2 and let us know whether or not it's worth seeing?
Yes, it is. It is a true part two. Besides a little sneak peek of the first day that the creatures landed with a little cameo from the director, John Krasinski, once you get that little preview out of the way, it takes place seconds after the first one ends. It is a true part two. So if you remember the first one, the creatures and the humans have they're not getting along too well. So, but I want to see. I would like people to see the first one. This is one of those movies that if you don't go into the you can't just go into A Quiet Place Part Two,
right?
Because actually you're not going to know anything. But if you've seen the first one, you'll know how the first one ended and it leads up to it. And it is a worthy sequel. And the best sequels, they take the main group and they split them up. And that is what they do. And they are in three different areas and each one is as terrifying as the rest. When I saw A Quiet Place in the theater three years ago, the entire theater was quiet. And this time somebody hadn't remembered to, you know, put their seat back up. And so the leather seat, somebody's leaning their seat back and they're like, and everybody in the audience is like, come on.
That's just the things that you missed during COVID, but now they're back. Inconsiderate people in the movie theater. Carl, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And go see A Quiet Place 2 if you enjoyed the first one.
And if that's sold out, go see Cruella. It's a lot better than it needs to be.
All right. Follow Carl on Twitter at Carl the Intern. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you, Rachel.
All right, you guys. The show is almost coming to an end. It's gone by so quickly. I've had so much fun. Andrew, did you have another headline maybe you wanted to get to if it's not too much trouble?
Sure.
I mean, let's round it out.
I got a couple here. This one really, really struck me because the headline really buried the lead. The headline is that Paris Hilton is engaged for the fourth time.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Okay.
And that's the headline.
Fourth time's a charm.
But what is buried in there is that her affianced proposed to her the weekend before her 40th birthday. That's right. We are getting very old.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Paris Hilton is 40, and I It really struck. I don't know why it struck me so hard. I was gathering stories for this today, and when I saw that, I was like, "Oh,
wasn't The Simple Life seriously yesterday or last year or something?"
Man, I just remember that she was the it girl when I was in middle school and going into high school. It was all about Paris Hilton, all 92 pounds of her totally unrealistic body image that I grew up thinking was the absolute, you know, pinnacle of beauty. Now she's turning 40. She still looks amazing. And she did that documentary series last year, or it was just one documentary, excuse me, detailing like all this abuse she went to, and you kind of getting to know the real Paris Hilton. So you got to respect her for continuously reinventing herself over time.
Did you guys ever hear the old urban legend that Paris Hilton very, very secretly has a hobby where she like restores antique radios?
I have heard that from you because you're obsessed with that rumor.
I have to know.
This man brings this up any chance he gets.
People don't talk about Paris that much anymore. I gotta take the hits where I can get them. Yeah, I'm obsessed with finding out that no one can tell me if it's real or not, or if it's. It does seem like it's real, but it also it can't be real. It can't be real, right?
I mean, she had an album. So yeah, anything is possible.
She can do anything. All right, guys, when we come back, we're probably not still going to be talking about Paris Hilton, but I can't make any promises. We got one more segment left of At Your Service on KMOX.
All the news and all that matters to you. The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
I'm Rachel Zimmerman, hosting At Your Service on KMOX, 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, and odyssey.com/KMOX. Sitting here with my friend Andrew Stoles. We got Orlandez sitting in with us this whole hour. you were just saying on the break, oh, it moves so fast. It runs like clockwork. I had those same feelings the first time I came down to the KMOX studio.
Yeah.
This is a legendary station. I'm very, very honored to be given the opportunity to sit in this chair tonight. And it's been really fun. Thank you to everyone who has listened and everyone who's reached out and been really, really nice. I feel great and very humbled, again, to just have this opportunity. But this is a real news station. It's like, bam, 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 and you're on, and this and this. And the first time I was down here, I'm like, I don't know if I can do this.
I mean, I know you've been doing radio for quite a while, but like it fits you like a glove. It really does. I'm not just saying that. I mean, I have my little thing that I do, but this is like, this is the legit stuff.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to quit because everyone's being so nice, and I never want to forget like how great this night feels.
Rachel has stopped looking at me now.
Just looking at the news here. General Motors is teaming up with Lockheed Martin to produce the ultimate off-road self-driving electric vehicles. Wait for it. For the moon. The project announced today that they're still in the early stages and they're still waiting to get some money from NASA. But the goal is to get these vehicles on the moon. Man, that sounds pretty fun.
What will they do on the moon?
They're going to be driving around up there, Andrew.
Like with people or in them, or is it just...
I mean, I assume astronauts will be able to drive them around.
Just going to turn the cars loose on the moon.
Yeah, see what happens.
The cars are on the moon now.
So NASA is aiming to return astronauts to the moon by 2024.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So, and they put out a call for lunar rovers last year. So, I mean, these General Motors is... delivering, I say give them some money. I mean, I don't know. I actually don't care. But man, how cool would that be if in a couple of years we're back on the moon and we're driving around up there and we can watch it on the webcam?
I would like to see it.
That
would
be cool.
I would like to see somebody in like the new like F-150 electric truck that Joe was driving the other day. I would like to see like astronauts in that thing.
Joe Biden, of course, the president.
Yes.
He's on a first name basis. Oh. Old Joe.
Old Joey.
We all know him. He drove past my house. No, I mean, everything like this is really cool to me, but also really scary. I'm scared of space. I know that in my lifetime, space is probably going to be a lot more attainable than it is now. I mean, you have billionaires sending people up there. You have Tom Cruise filming a movie on the International Space Station coming up.
Right.
Russia has their own response to that, which is like, okay. They're just trying to one-up Tom Cruise. But I don't know. If I ever got the opportunity to go, I don't know if I would, because it just really freaks me out. The lack of control. I'm like, we're not meant to be there. I want us to go. I want us to explore. But me personally, it's not for me.
You're curious, but like, yeah, not that curious.
Yeah, I'll watch you guys on the NASA website. I'll watch you make it happen for yourselves. Would you guys go if someone came to you and said, hey, I've got a spot for you on my shuttle?
That might be a hard pass. I've seen enough Interstellar and, I don't know, The Martian in order to get some kind of thing on that.
Yeah, never. Ever, never, ever, ever, ever. I don't even love the idea of like traveling out of the country terrifies me, to like a different country, let alone like to outer space.
Traveling to a different country terrifies you.
Yes. Like
this is before COVID.
Right.
Outer space and then like the deep ocean are
those are both very scary.
Absolutely just terrifying thoughts. I can't even like watch videos of the very deep ocean. Like it makes me that uncomfortable to watch. Yeah. It's scary.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just the unknown. It's
we don't know what's down there.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I guess, someone will eventually find out, or that's the whole, gist of this is, the discovering something, but it's just like, I don't know if I want to be that one in the history book.
Yeah, that's for the discoverers. We will just be the people being informed.
I saw that. Just be like the witnesses. Yeah, it'd be like, I remember that.
Exactly, yeah.
I didn't do it.
Exactly.
I was rooting you on the whole time, everybody.
I was watching from just right over. You barely couldn't see me, but I was right over there the whole time.
Man, I feel like we've covered a lot of ground tonight. It was great talking to Abby Larico and Sue Thomas about, real estate, everything that's going on in that industry right now. Abby, let us know about these rental scams. Sue Thomas, let us know just if you're trying to buy a house, if you're trying to sell a house, here's what to look out for. We talked to Amy Markscores about running and horrible coffee shop experiences. Tony D'Agostino. Did I say it right, Mike?
D'Agostino.
D'Agostino.
D'Agostino. Wow. D'Agostino. See, I have this thing where if I know I'm mispronouncing something, it becomes 10 times harder for me to get it right. Because I have, I get scared. Yeah. Like, oh, you're going to say it wrong again.
Syndrome.
So Anthony D'Agostino, the CEO of St. Patrick's Center, let us know what was happening with their organization and all the great work they're doing in the city of St. Louis. And we talked to Maya, the student who just graduated from WashU, and how she was helping out the unhoused. And of course, Orlandez came down in studio, which was super fun. Got to talk about vintage, got to talk about music. Carl covered movies. If you missed any part of that during the show tonight, you can always go listen at odyssey.com/KMOX. We have a radio rewind feature, which is just really easy. If you missed even like the last sentence, you could go back and grab that. If you want a podcast tonight's show, don't search at your service. Search for Overnight America. That's typically the program that's playing right now, but we're just filing at your service under that. So if you'd like to go back and listen later, that's where you find it.
And you will still see a picture of Ryan Recker there. Yeah, that is not Rachel.
That's not. We look a lot alike.
Very similar.
I don't want anyone to get confused. We do look really similarly. Exact same haircut, but... that's a joke. We don't look
alike. Rachel with the boy filter, you get Ryan.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So thanks to everyone who reached out on Twitter and was super kind tonight. And we had a couple of phone calls. That was really, really cool. I'm getting tired. I'm not usually up this late. I usually go to bed around 10:30-ish.
You said you've been here since 11.
It's been a long day. It's been a long day. A
lot of hairspray.
Yeah. I need to go home and take a shower because I am covered in hairspray. That is my fault. Just a note to self, they don't really make fragrances that come out of aerosol cans. And if it smells like hairspray, it's probably hairspray. I want to go home. I want to see my cat and cuddle her. But again, it's been really an honor to be on KMOX tonight. I appreciate it greatly. Orlandez, thanks for coming down in studio.
Thank you for having me, really.
Andrew, thanks for always being my friend and my support. Couldn't have done it without you tonight. And Mike Anderson, you're the bomb. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening to At Your Service on KMOX.
T-Mobile
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.